Rauw Alejandro is finally back, and let's just say that his newest album might just be out of this world. Saturno is the third album by Puerto Rican singer Rauw Alejandro. With 18 tracks, the album was released on November 11th through Sony Music Latin. Deviating from his usual sound, Rauw combines reggaeton with electronic, Miami bass, and new wave, and takes his listeners through a sonic experience reminiscent of outer space. If you don't know who Rauw is, here's a breakdown. Starting to upload his own songs to SoundCloud in 2016, Rauw was very inspired by R&B sounds. Incorporating those sounds into reggaeton, he quickly rose in popularity and was soon considered to be reggaeton's heartthrob. His sound has kind of gone through every style you can imagine, from old school influences to R&B to ballads. But with Saturno, Rauw has now gone where seldom reggaeton artists have been before. The future. Referred to as retro-futuristic by the New York Times, Saturno reimagines old school and mixes it with modern, taking sounds from the 80s and 90s and modernizing them. Using techno beats and Miami bass, Rauw takes us on a journey to space, while also staying true to his sound and his reggaeton roots. In an interview with the New York Times, Rauw explains that Saturn is the planet of nostalgia, and this serves as his inspiration for the concept of the album. Shelley Rood, a Weinberg sophomore, has been a Rauw fan for a while. I sat down with her to discuss the album in depth and try to understand how this album finds a new sound for reggaeton.
Before the album came out, like, what were you expecting?
I didn't catch on to the fact that he was releasing an album until, like, the day he released it. I opened up Spotify to, like, put on my normal playlist, and I see that he had dropped his album, and I was like, oh my god, like, what is this? Like, so I obviously had to listen to it. And it was incredible. Like, I think it, like, was better not to have any, like, expectations of the album because it's so different from everything else he's made.
What did you think was different about this one?
Honestly, like, everything. I feel like it has a lot of, like, techno influences. I feel like a bunch of his songs, like, Dime Quién, I feel like it could very well, it sounds like the song could be in English, you know? It sounds like an indie song, kind of. It's not something that other artists like him, because, like, I would consider him, like, a trap artist, kind of like what Bad Bunny was before he entered, like, his new era. So I would never think that he would make an album like this. It's very different. It kind of gives me Rosalía vibes, like, Motomami vibes, which, and maybe I say because they're together, you know, maybe, like, that's why I connected the two, but I just, like, it's so different from anything he's done. Honestly, different from any other artist in the genre, like, anything that they've done. Like, I don't know of any album that sounds like this one within that genre.
No, yeah, I feel like for him, as a Latin artist, what for me was interesting, and I don't know if you can also see this, but I feel like it sounds like an 80s album.
Yes.
It sounds like it's old. Like, like, in the sense of, like, it's not from, like, this.
Like, old reggaeton, kind of.
It's, like, a mix of old reggaeton with, like, also just old, like, 80s music in general. When they, like, started using, like, more, like, synth beats.
Yes, 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 yes. It sounds very futuristic. Like, exactly. In that 80s futurism type of way. I also feel like now we kind of touched upon, like, old reggaeton. I want to say it kind of sounds like some of the album, I feel like it might have influences from Plan B, like Candy, like that type of songs and like those type of vibes. I would say like Cazadores is like top. It's so good. Him and Arcángel, like, are just so
I just think Arcángel is just great.
I know. Dime Quién, also, I love that song. That song is so good. Punto 40, I also love that song. Verde Menta, I also really like.
Yes.
It's so good. I also loved how he had, like, Saturno and, like, track 7. And then, like, the interlude. Like, I really liked it mm-hmm. kind of made it a story.
Yeah.
You know, so I kind of like when artists have, like, those little tidbits that aren't actual songs, mm-hmm. but really add to the vibe of the whole album.
Yeah, I feel like one thing that Rao always does with his albums that I never see with other artists is that he will make it so that they have seamless transitions when yes. you play the album,
yes.
Like, completely, so that it doesn't sound like there are different songs that are changing. It sounds literally like they're just melting into each other.
I completely agree. That transition from Saturno to, I think it's Punto 40, is seamless. Mm-hmm. Like, you do not notice that the song yeah. has switched at all. Like, you think it's just one continuous
exactly.
song.
Exactly.
For example, listen to this transition from his song Más de una vez to his song Lejos del Cielo.
I love that. Also, just he curates a vibe for his whole album. Like, I feel
yes.
like all the songs flow together so seamlessly. It's just like it's a whole experience, you
mm-hmm.
know. I don't feel like it's just an album. It's like an experience.
Yes.
And I'm excited to see like what he does on tour with it, because I really
yeah.
like the alien like futurism vibes that he has going on.
Mm-hmm.
So like I'm really excited to just like see it play out like on
mm-hmm.
stage. But I don't think I've ever like seen a reggaeton artist do something to this extent, because I know Wisin y Yandel, like, they played around with, like, that alien theme.
And, like, with the futuristic vibes,
yeah.
yeah.
But I think that was kind of, like, taking it to the next level.
I think that what's interesting also is, like, reggaeton right now is having, like, so many people play with the genre
yeah.
to try and find different ways to, like, make it new.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Bad Bunny's album was, like, him playing around with reggaeton, but with
yeah.
also other influences.
Yeah.
And then, like, Rao right now is, like, doing, like, what I think people would never expect to go well with reggaeton, which is,
I
like,
know.
Techno,
yes.
EDM-ish, like, vibes.
Completely. And I feel like it's still so, like, danceable, and, like, I feel like you can still play it in the clubs. Like, I
mm-hmm.
feel like it's a perfect merge.
Yeah.
I was so surprised. Like, hearing the whole album for the first time, I was just shocked. I was like, oh my god, like, this is, like, if I were to have expected anything, that wouldn't have been it at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love that he's, like, doing something different to what other artists are doing in the genre. I love that he's playing around with his music. I also feel like it's the right time for him to release an album that's so experimental like this one.
Yeah.
Since he already has an established fan base.
I feel like now you have to do that to stay relevant as an artist.
Definitely.
Like, be able to prove your versatility.
But it also has to be, like, cohesive.
No, like, it has
it
to be well
be
done.
It can't be too random.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be, so, like, super jarring to your fans.
Because mm-hmm.
they won't even, like, recognize, like, you as an artist anymore. They'll be like, oh my god, like, what? Like, who
mm-hmm.
even is this?
Yeah.
So, I think he did, like, the perfect... He did perfectly.
Yeah.
Because I feel even though, like, this album has obviously way more, like, futuristic elements than his previous songs and albums,
you can still see him in it.
Exactly.
Even though he's taking it to, like, a new level.
But coming from him, I'm just like, wow. Like, you exceeded every expectation that I ever had of you. Like, this is so incredible, so different, and I want to see more stuff like this, honestly. Like, these are the vibes that I want to continue to see from him, and
mm-hmm.
I'm excited to see where he takes it from here.
The album's success has also been clear in the charts, with Saturno debuting at number one in the Spotify top albums in the US. If one thing's for sure, it's that Saturno has shaken things up in the world of reggaeton. And I'm personally excited to see how it inspires others to play around and reinterpret the genre. For WNUR News, this was Maria Camaño.